Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello and welcome, everyone. We are on to episode 14 on appreciative living, and I like to refer to appreciative living as living the sweet life. I'm so glad that you're here, and no matter where you are, whether you're driving right now, just kicking back after a long day, or you're kicking off your morning, I am so glad that you're here to join us today. And I want to just share with you appreciative living. You know, I'm certified as a appreciative inquiry facilitator, but I want to tell you a little bit more about the process and what it means to me and how it can apply to your life, to your business, to your organization, and what you do. So appreciate is a verb, and it means to recognize the quality, significance, or magnitude of. So they can, example is appreciating their freedom. The second definition that I found on dictionary.com is to be fully aware of or sensitive to. It's a realization. So I appreciate your problems. Three is to be thankful or show gratitude for. I appreciate your help. Well, the process of appreciative inquiry, David Cooper Ryder had put together the appreciative inquiry process. And what I love about this process is that it is, and I'm going to just quote this, it's a cooperative search for the best in people, their organizations, and the world around them. It involves systematic discovery of what gives system life and when it's most effective and capable of economic, ecological, and human terms. Appreciative inquiry, also known as AI, involves the art and practice of asking questions that strengthen a system's capacity to heighten positive potential. It mobilizes inquiry through crafting unconditional positive questions, often involving hundreds and sometimes thousands of people. It is a very powerful approach to shifting the way people think about things, the questions that they ask. And during my practicum, what I learned most is that when people have something to complain about, a situation, it's for you to take a step back, and this is what I learned, because I was like, oh my gosh, you know, these people are still complaining about this process, and, you know, I'm trying to explain it to them. But as I went back to my trainers, I also learned that when people are complaining about something, we take a step back and reframe the question so that they understand it. It's a positive question. Allow them to vent for the moment. But then ask them, I can see that you have a vision of what the ideal would look like. I would love for you to tell me more about that. Because you can use their complaint and reframe it in an unconditional positive question. So they can share with you what they see, what is that vision that they see is possible. And you might have some extra fruits from that labor. Another definition is that the traditional approach to change is to look for a problem, to do a diagnosis, to find a solution. And the primary focus is not on what is wrong or broken, but since we look for problems, we find them. So what I want to get you to focus on is if you're going to appreciate things in your life, because whatever you focus on expands, your primary focus should be what is working. And what I love about appreciative inquiry It allows you to really think about the possibilities. And our next podcast is actually talking about imagining the possibilities. But what you focus on, you get more of. So it's really important to think about what it is that you want. What are the best experiences that you have had in your life so far? Because with appreciative living, the belief is that we do not just experience reality, but we create that reality. The way we have conversations with people, the way we think, and how we interact with others. So thinking about some of the interactions, you help create those experiences. And if you're experiencing tension, you can also create a way to have there be that more greater peace in your life by approaching it and finding out and challenging some of those assumptions that you're making. It's easier to ask someone if your perception is correct than letting something gnaw at you for a couple days, because it influences how you act around those people and what you do. So part of having appreciative living and really appreciating your life is about appreciating the best in the present moment. What are 2 to 3 of your best experiences that you've experienced recently? Think about who was involved. What made it so great? So today is going to be more about questions and really getting you to reflect. So if you have a journal or a piece of paper, I really want you to take some time to think about this. Of course, I don't want you to do this while you're driving, but I would like you to re-listen to this podcast. I'll make sure that, you know, we don't make it go too long today, because I really want you to take another listen to some of the questions. So I'm going to just repeat a few things here and there, but I really want you to pay attention on what are 2 to 3 of your best experiences that you've had recently? Who was involved and what made it so great? The next question is, what are 3 things you are grateful for today? Even if something has tragically happened, what can you appreciate about the people or the situation? Because with all situations, there is a good and there is a bad. Without being humble, I want you to share with us, or share, you know, just in your own notes, what are your strengths? And what are your 3 core values? What do you stand by? The next question is, how do you add value to those around you? And I also want you to think about, what is one of your greatest accomplishments? And actually, I would love to hear what some of your best experiences are, some of your greatest accomplishments. So please email me at Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at DeborahKozowski.com. And I would love for you to share with us what it is that you, the value that you bring, what your core values are, what are some of your strengths, and what are those 2 to 3 of your best experiences? Because we all can learn from this. What do you value about your life the most right now? So really thinking about, what are you bringing to the world? Okay, the next part is imagining the possibilities. When you think of appreciating your life and thinking about an image or symbol that comes to your mind, what image or symbol comes to mind for you? And what affirmative or powerful statement or image that you have for that symbol? So one of the most powerful words for me in my life is the word believe. And I'm not exactly sure about what it is, but when I see that word anywhere, I gravitate to it. I've had people send me Christmas cards with that on it. And one of my favorite movies is The Polar Express, where only those who hear the sound of the bell, the Christmas bell, believe in Santa, that he was real. And just when you have that belief, it's just demonstrating that something can be possible when people think things are impossible. So think of your theme. What is your word? For some people, it's resilience. For other people, it's courage. For me, the word has always been believe. If you could have three wishes right now, let's say you had Aladdin with the genie lamp, and you could give it a rub, and you could have three wishes, what would those be? The next thing I want you to do is take a moment to close your eyes. Make sure you're not driving the car, of course. Do this when you have an opportunity to actually do this. So visualize your future. What do you want to create? What would your perfect day be like? Do you want to be more resilient? Do you want to be more open-minded, more creative and innovative? Delve into personal growth, be willing to take a risk, or have more resources available, or give your life a whole new energy. What I want to encourage you to do is take time to dream. This is why it's very important to have downtime, connect with family, go for a walk in nature, get out of the busyness and hecticness of the world. You need to reconnect with who you are. And finally, act in alignment. How do you need to show up to make what you want happen? What conditions need to exist? What three things must you start doing today to get to that perfect day? What must you stop doing? So the perfect day exercise, and this is what I want you to do, is you take out a piece of paper. And usually you just use one page, but if you need to, you can do it longer. But I just want you to sit down and really write out from the moment you wake up to the end of the day, what would be your ultimate perfect day? Who would be there? What would you be doing? What are the things that need to be in place for that day to happen? And I often hear people have many different comments about this exercise, but most of all, the biggest thing that they state is, I've never given myself permission to dream that big. And sometimes they realize that they've already been living some of those things already, doing some of the things that they truly love. And if you're not in that space, this exercise is even more important for you to really dig down and think about what is it that you truly want, and if you could have a perfect day, what would that look like? Who would you be with? What would you be doing? Where would you be going? And how would you do some of those things? So just really thinking about what would be that perfect day. And then I like to call, appreciative living my dolce vita. Dolce vita means living the sweet life. Why not live it here and now? It's a matter of making a choice, and it's a matter of making it great. Thinking about what action in your thinking or behavior are you willing to take? So you want to create that upward spiral to your best future. Appreciation can make a day, even change a life. Your willingness to put it into words is all that is necessary. And that's by Margaret Cousins. So here's just a few things that you could think of to do to make your life richer from the inside out. Try new things. Learn a new language. Play an instrument. Join a team. Check out a meetup. Create a portfolio or a wins file, where you keep track of your successes and gather a collection of things that make you feel good, whether they're pictures, symbols, whatever they might be, and share your powerful story with others. Because you create the story that you share with others. And if you want to create that most positive future that you appreciate and living every moment, it begins with how you share your story with other people. Do you want to live the story you're in right now? And if you're questioning it, or you want it to be richer, you can do that. It all begins with a choice. But you must be really clear on what that looks like. What is it that you truly want? And are you willing to put in the things that it takes to get there? There may be sacrifices. Are you okay with them? Because there can be consequences. With every choice, there is something that we get and sometimes something that we have to give. So I hope that this pumps you up a little bit and gets you really thinking about how you can appreciate the present. Imagine all the possibilities. Be in alignment with your truth, your values, and live that perfect day. I would love to hear about your perfect day. So email us again at Deborah@DeborahKozowski.com and give us a 5-star rating. Listen, subscribe to us on here on YouTube, iTunes, and also there is a channel on YouTube. That was one of those Freudian slips. But we would love to hear from you, and you can grab the show notes and there'll be a download for you with some of these questions. So go to www.themillionairewoman.com/podcast for the show notes. Glad you can join us, and remember to be the change you wish to see in the world.